more beats, more exposure, you know, trying to set it off.
Let me with it.
Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics.
It's hard for producer slash MC, because if you're known for beats as I am, yeah, it's hard to do. You know, you can't be an MC and a producer.
Cats like Flying Lotus and Madlib and you know, Hudson Mohawk and all these dope producers who doing these, keep doing it. And it's like golden era to me. I was got off tour with these cats and I was down there quiet the whole time. Like, I'm in the room with Cold Nine, Hudson Mohawk, Flying Lotus, Sam I Am, Daedalus. That's like golden to me, man.
Buddha monks in your trunk, turn the bass up, 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 the bass up.
Future emulator. Emulator.
We'll be right back. Nintendo generation, man. I'm used to hearing bleeps and all those things and whatever it is I'm listening to. I think that that's it's a comforting sound to some people, man.
ecstatic, ecstatic. Classic.
No, no, no.
I pretty much build up most of my track with the lead sounds, the chords, and a bass with the microchord. It's pretty wrecked already.
Beats, because I meet a lot of people who are kind of, well, distracted by the name of it, you know.
It's, I think as soon as you start giving something a name, people like to tear it down.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Like when there's drum and bass, people want it to tear that down. They want it to associate a certain social group to this scene of music. But with beats, it's like you can't do it, because there's like, what is it? Is it up-tempo? Is it down-tempo? Is it reggae-oriented? Is it hip-hop? Or is it jazz? You don't really know. So it gives it a mystique that you can't really touch. Do you know what I mean? And I think in the end, beats, it comes from like BPM, beats per minute. It's abbreviated to that. It's like, you know, Dilla's word was beats, you know, in a way. And a few other people will be like, I'm going back to the studio to knock out some beats, you know, some drum patterns, whatever. It just became like a coined, like, terminology for people to use somehow, instead of saying, well, I'm going to go and do an instrumental. Doesn't really make sense, because it doesn't really, but when you talk about beats, it's like, okay, you're going to do some raw drums and, you know, some harmonics or something. So it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like, I think it's going to be a timeless word. It is a timeless word. And beat really comes from like the 50s, like the Beatniks, you know, Jack Crew,
right?
Yeah, William Burroughs. It was like a movement as well. So in that way, it has that strength too. You don't just have to associate it to music. You can associate it to a movement, like the Beatniks, you know. So yeah, so I think that's why, in a way, it has this power behind it. Do you know what I mean? Without having real definition, that's the beauty of it. I think at the end of the day, that's what we're asking about.